The Trump administration released its proposal to balance the country's budget over the next decade on Tuesday, and it says it will require large cuts to domestic programs to do that. More than $800 billion would be slashed from Medicaid by 2027. Director of Idaho Voices for Children, Lauren Nakokia, says the math doesn't add up for children from lower-income families who would see large cuts to their health care coverage.
When we talk about cuts to Medicaid, we're talking about cuts to children's health coverage. Because in Idaho, about 75% of the Medicaid enrollees are children. And the Trump budget cuts cut even more deeply than the American Health Care Act, and also make cuts to the Children's Health Insurance Program.
The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, would see a 20% reduction in funds next year. CHIP serves more than 5.5 million children nationwide. Presidential budgets are mostly recommendations, laying out an administration's priorities. They don't set spending in stone. It's up to Congress to pass a final budget. The White House proposal also includes a paid family leave program, giving new parents up to 6 weeks of paid time off. Nakokia agrees that family leave would help parents, but she points to other ways the administration looks to save money, such as cutting $193 billion from the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or food stamps, over the decade.
It's great to start a conversation about family leave, but this comes in the context of a proposal that dramatically reduces family economic stability.
If enacted, Nakokia says the proposal would shift many costs to the states, and she isn't sure Idaho could pick up the bill for all the cuts at once. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Healy Hendricks.